Something you may or may not be aware of is that around 2 in every 100 people have celiac disease. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot of people, but around 80% of those people are not diagnosed. So you're going through life with the disease and not knowing that you have it. Let's have a look at what we can do about that this morning with the Professor Marjorie Walker from Newcastle University's Anatomical Pathology area. Good morning to you, Marjorie. Look, for those who may not be aware, celiac disease, what is it and how does it affect us?
Good morning, Mark, and thank you for asking me to be on your show. Celiac disease, we've all heard of it, but the question is, have people really got it or not? And that's what the purpose of our paper was about, was actually gathering awareness of celiac disease and how to make a firm diagnosis. Celiac disease occurs when you have a sensitivity, a true sensitivity, with small bowel damage when you take bread that's got gluten in it, bread or pasta, for example. And the good news is that when you stop ingesting gluten, then it heals up and goes away.
Which is some good news, I guess. If you just stop the things that are giving you the problem just does disappear. Now, what are some of the really big-ticket symptoms that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, it used to be that it occurred in children and they lost a lot of weight and they were very sick and we didn't diagnose it till very late. Nowadays, with our better ways of diagnosing, we can do a simple blood test. We're picking it up earlier, but we're also picking it up in people who have rather what I call nebulous symptoms. They've got bloating, they've got abdominal pain, rather like irritable bowel syndrome. It's also known now that it's associated with other autoimmune diseases like thyroid problems and diabetes type 1, for example.
So that's some interesting news in and of itself. Now, if we just go on and it's untreated, are there some long-term effects there? Are those some of the long-term effects that we can see from it?
Well, the long-term effects are really because the bowel's damaged and the bowel is where, the small bowel is where you absorb all the good stuff from your food, like minerals and vitamins and nutrients, you steadily lose those and you become vitamin B12 deficient, you become iron deficient, and importantly, you don't absorb calcium, and that leads to osteoporosis or bone weakness. So those are problems we really don't want to have late in life.
No, we don't. So there are a whole host of things that can come later on by not getting it checked out. Now, what is the best way to get that diagnosis? Straight into the doctor, I would imagine?
Well, I think the best way to do it is to go and see your family practitioner and discuss that what symptoms you have and let them decide that a blood test, which is the best way to diagnose it early on, is what we call a screening blood test, can be done. Now, the important thing about that is that you do have to be on a gluten-containing diet for the test to work, for it to show up that it's the gluten that's causing the damage. Because if you think, well, I'm going to stop taking gluten and have the blood test,
it's a waste of time.
Yes, it's a waste of time. So put up with it for just a bit longer.
That sounds like worth it at least to get the diagnosis. Thank you for sharing a little bit of that this morning, Marjorie.
Not at all.
Professor Marjorie Walker on celiac disease. And again, those numbers, it's 2% of the population, but 80% of that not diagnosed. There's some good handy tips this morning. It's 10:28.